The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Talking about landing on the podium, plenty of American swimmers landed on the podium over the weekend.
And
the talking point was not so much about their achievements as it was their unusual face masks.
What is going on there? What is going on? So they wore these face masks that, I mean, you've seen Dark Knight Rises and Bane.
Yeah,
shadows betray you and all that. They're wearing these masks that they look like they've run into a wall, for one, but they've also got the stripes across that make it look like a Bane mask. That's what it looks
like.
It
is very
weird. They were dressed by
Bane. They're also, these masks are huge. It really covers 3/4 of their face, like almost right to underneath their eyes.
They're big white things. They almost look like those masks that you wear when you're doing, like, you're doing home improvements. I don't know who designed them, but they're absolutely awful. The only clue that it's anything to do with the Olympics is that they've got USA
on the side.
Scrolled on the side, because it's so American.
I put a poll out to my followers on Instagram to see what they thought these masks look like. We got plenty of suggestions for Bane from Batman.
Yeah.
I got Shredder from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Someone said it looked like a side-on view of a Viennetta dessert. Which, if you look at a Viennetta, that is actually a very good suggestion. Someone said it looked like
there's someone from a posh family that uses Viennetta references.
I know, or someone stuck in the 80s. And then someone else said it looked like a couple of the characters from the new Mortal Kombat movie, Sub-Zero and Scorpion, which is pretty spot on as well. Someone said it was a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yes,
it was weird.
I don't know who designed those. Whether they're trying to be edgy, or maybe somebody did point out that you can talk a lot easier with those masks on, and that you can breathe a lot easier because there's a bit more room in there.
There's a bit more airspace in there.
But, God, they're not flattering. And the poor, I mean, I felt for the women that had to wear these because they're quite masculine-looking masks as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not flattering at all to anyone.